Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Sports news now, and Oisin Coyne is here. Oisin.
Thanks, Paul. Good morning. Well, I think most of us wishing we were in Paris last night. Two more medals for Team Ireland at the Paralympics. Orla Comerford claiming bronze in her 100 metre sprint at the sprint final at the Stade de France, as Team Ireland doubled their medal haul on day six. The Rohini Shamrock athlete took the final spot on the podium in the T13 final with a time of 11.94 seconds, just outside her PB. The 26-year-old qualified as third fastest from the morning's heats, behind Brazil's Rayan Suarez da Silva and Lamia Ralieva of Azerbaijan. And it was those two that took the top two spots, with the Azerbaijani breaking the world record with a scorching time of 11.76 to take gold. But it was an amazing moment for Orla, who seemed to have most of Rohini supporting her in Paris.
I mean, it feels like a dream. It also is just a roller coaster of emotions. It's not the medal I had dreamed of, but a Paralympic medal is also, like, it's such a privilege, it's such an honour, and to do it with my family and friends all here, it's sensational.
Not alone has it been the fastest Paralympic race ever, but a world record. The first two home broke the world record, yeah. And you almost matched your PB.
Yeah, look, I knew, like, a year ago, I said, looking at this, I said it's going to take a world record to win this, and that's what I had my eyes on. So I feel like for myself I've fallen short of that, but I don't doubt that that's in me. I don't doubt that I have more. I'm just really excited to put the grind in for the next 4 years and hopefully come away with the medal I've always dreamed of.
And from the dark days of 2022, when you were off the track completely.
Yeah, no, look, every race this season, every time I've turned up happy, healthy, and I've done a race and I've come away, it's been a huge win, and I think, you know, going through tough injuries and a lot of time off the track gives you that gratitude and that love for your sport. And I feel very lucky to be here. I think if you told me then I was going to get a bronze, I would have taken your hand off for it. So, you know, I can't be disappointed with that.
Brilliant. Orla Comerford there speaking to Siobhan Madigan and showing such ambition. A reminder, she'll be speaking to us live in the next hour of the show. But just 5 minutes before she won her bronze medal, Roisin Nirín claimed her second medal of the Games by also taking bronze in a dramatic finish in the S13 200 metre individual medley in the pool. The Limerick swimmer, who got Ireland off the mark by taking silver in the 100 metre backstroke last Friday, swam a terrific last leg, touching the wall in third place in a time of 2 minutes 27.47 seconds, and afterwards she spoke to Eamon Horan.
I would say with that one, that's a finally swim. I've been on the wrong side of the IM touches now for the last, I think, 3 years, so to be able to come out and finally get on the right side of a touch, I couldn't be happier.
But that was some performance at the end there to come through and actually secure that podium place.
Yeah, I mean, delighted with that. I think, you know, IM is kind of what I train for at home, you know, day in, day out. It's high end work that I'm doing to improve all my strokes, but ultimately for this IM swim. So I've been stuck on the same time and fourth for a long time now, so it's nice to be able to crack a third.
And Roisin, it's very difficult to talk to you without talking about the sport you have in the stands. They're very vocal, aren't they?
Yeah, no, the Irish supporters are lovely, and, you know, for them to be here and to see me win a medal, you know, it's as much as for them as it is for me, and to have my coach here as well, John, who's been with me for the last good few years now, you know, that's really great to do with him here as well, and he's been my support along with my group and my centre back at home as well. They've been excellent.
Roisin Nirín there, and I suppose what seems like the beginning of a new era for swimming for Team Ireland. An era also came to an end yesterday, having made her debut aged just 13 in Beijing. Double world champion Ellen Keane's Paralympic career came to a close, but she went out with a smile on her face, finishing 6th place in the women's 100 metre backstroke S9 heats. Also in the pool, Dervla Brady was just 16 hundredths of a second off a podium place in the women's 50 metre butterfly S6. The Derry native was 5th in a personal best time of 37.67 seconds. Just one place behind her was Tokyo medalist Nicole Turner. Well, Barry McClements had to settle for an 8th place finish, and that was in the final of the men's 100 metre backstroke S9. Now to soccer, and Cole Palmer and Ollie Watkins have joined England's growing injury list ahead of Saturday's Nations League opener with the Republic of Ireland. Both have returned to their clubs with ongoing issues, while Phil Foden had already been ruled out of the game at the Aviva with a virus, while Jude Bellingham misses out with a foot injury. And finally, in cycling, Primoz Roglic cut Ben O'Connor's Vuelta a España lead to just 5 seconds yesterday. Roglic was 11th on the 16th stage, which was won by Spain's Marc Soler, while Ireland's Eddie Dunbar remains 15th on the general classification.
Oisin, we'll see you in an hour. Thank you.